This is the Do It Scared podcast with Ruth Sukup, episode number 11. In today's episode, we are going to get super real and talk about a topic that affects our self-confidence more than we'd like to admit: body image. Welcome to the Do It Scared podcast. I'm your host, Ruth Sukup, and each week on the show, we will talk about how to face your fears, overcome obstacles, and most importantly, how to take action and create a life you love. This episode is made possible by the world's very best tool for managing your time and getting your life in order, the Living Well Planner. Created by yours truly, the Living Well Planner is designed to help you organize your time, manage your budget, plan your meals and your to-do list, and crush your goals all in one place. It literally is the thing that keeps me sane and helps me do it scared, and it can absolutely do the same for you. Go to livingwellplanner.com/doitscared to take advantage of our special offer just for podcast listeners. Once again, that's livingwellplanner.com/doitscared. Hello, hello, and welcome back to the Do It Scared podcast. My name is Ruth Sukup, and I am the founder of Living Well Spending Less and the Living Well Planner, as well as the founder of Elite Blog Academy and the New York Times bestselling author of 5, soon to be 6 books. And whether you are new and just finding me through this podcast for the first time, or whether you know me from either LWSL or EBA, welcome. My hope is that this is a place where you will find new inspiration and motivation to move past the things that are holding you back so that you can create a life you love. In today's episode, we are going to get pretty real and dive into a topic that has been a huge focus in my own life this year. We are going to talk about the connection between body image and self-confidence and how feeling good about your physical appearance can totally change your outlook on life. I'm going to get very real about my own weight loss and fitness journey over the past 6 months, including exactly what I've been doing to lose the weight, as well as how it has changed my perspective. And to be totally honest here, it's a little scary to think about getting this real and honest and sharing my own struggles with my weight and my confidence. But the one thing that I have learned is that it is always our biggest struggles that lead to our most valuable lessons. And sometimes we just have to be honest about the pain points so that we can work through them. Because ultimately, that's what this podcast is all about. It's about taking those steps that will help us move past our fear and overcome obstacles and create a life we love. And it is hard to love your life if you're not comfortable in your own skin. But here's the thing. Courage doesn't mean we are never afraid. Instead, courage is being scared but taking action anyway, despite our fear. It's putting one foot in front of the other, even when we're not quite sure where the path is going to lead. Okay, so one more quick thing before we dive into all the goodness of today's episode. I've got a worksheet that you can download that will walk you through some of the practical strategies we'll be discussing today. And I've also put together some detailed show notes for this episode that will give you all the links to all the different tools and resources that I'll be sharing today. You can get the worksheet by texting body image to 44222, or you can find the worksheet and the show notes by visiting doitscared.com/episode11. Once again, either text body image to 44222 or visit doitscared.com/episode11. All right, now without further ado, let's jump in. And I got to tell you, talking about this topic is kind of a Do It Scared moment for me, because even though I've shared about this a little in my weekly newsletter and a little bit on Instagram, it still feels so raw and vulnerable to be talking about something so personal as my own weight. And I don't think that I'm alone in this struggle. For most of us, women especially, body image and self-confidence, or our lack of self-confidence, is something that we never really want to talk about with anyone. After all, the last thing that we want to do is draw attention to the fact that we might not be feeling good about our body, because that will just mean other people start paying more attention to the way that we look. But the truth for me is that my weight and body image have been a struggle for a while now. For the past 8 years or so, as I've been working to grow my business, my focus has been work. Writing books, creating and launching products, growing my team, and hustling like crazy to make it all work. And I know that there are people out there who claim that they managed to grow a seven-figure business while working 10 hours a week or whatever, but I can tell you that I am not one of those people. I worked a lot. I got up early, I stayed up late, I worked in the evenings and on the weekends and on vacation, all because I was so driven to make it work and to succeed. And when it came to my business, all that hustle did eventually pay off. It worked. My company is doing great, and I'm super proud of this amazing thing I've been able to grow. But all of that also came at a cost, one that I'm only now starting to deal with. You see, spending 10 or 12 or 14 hours a day sitting in front of a computer is not all that great for your waistline, especially when you pair all that sitting with a steady diet of beer and Doritos, which is pretty much what I did. And over the years, I watched my weight steadily creep upwards as I tried to ignore it and pretend that it wasn't that big of a deal. I'd even tell myself that because I'm really, really tall, I'm 6'2", no one probably even noticed those extra 10 and then 15 and then 20 and then 25 and then 30 extra pounds. But I noticed, and it really, really started to affect me. I started pulling back from the world, both in real life and in my business. I never wanted to go anywhere. I stopped wanting to see friends, and I stopped taking or sharing any pictures of myself on social media or on my blog. I hired writers to create content that was more practical and less personal, and content that didn't require me to put myself out there so much. And all of these changes sort of happened gradually, so slowly that I don't think I or anyone around me really noticed what was happening. But the reality is that I was hiding from the world and from myself. And I think it was because I just didn't feel good about myself, even though I hadn't really dared admit, even to myself, that was true. And then last Christmas, we took a family selfie on Christmas Eve or Christmas Day or whatever, and I was appalled at the girl I saw staring back at me. I didn't even recognize myself. My face was so puffy and so bloated, it didn't even look like me. And so I finally worked up the courage to step on the scale. And oh, you guys, it was bad. I mean, really, really bad. Way worse than I had even thought. At that moment, I actually weighed about 20 pounds more than I had at 9 months pregnant, the day I gave birth to my youngest daughter. Yikes. Something had to give. Now, it just so happens that the week between Christmas and New Year's, that week that I finally decided to weigh myself, is also my very, very favorite week of the entire year, because for me, it's goal week, and I love goal week. There's nothing that I love better than a fresh start and a clean slate. So it's the week where I get my new Living Well planner all set up and I set my intentions for the year. And usually my intentions are all work-related, at least they have been for the past 8 years. And so as I was starting that process this year, it also occurred to me that I was going to be turning 40 in 2018. And I don't know about you, but I've always had this idea in my mind that I would never be one of those women who just let themselves go in their 40s. But all of a sudden, I was faced with the reality that I had let myself go. I was fatter and more out of shape than I had ever been in my life. And so I set this goal at the beginning of the year to get into the best shape of my life this year. But to be honest, my original goal was to be in the best shape of my life by my 40th birthday on March 31st. But I did have to modify it just a little bit, which I will talk about more in a little bit. But even though I've had to make a few adjustments along the way, and even though I have gone off track more than once, this goal has been pretty transformative in my life this year. Not just because I've lost weight and feel healthier, but because my body image and my self-confidence has improved so much. I feel better about myself because I look better on the outside. And so today I wanted to share what I think are the four key steps that I have taken this year that have made all the difference in this journey. And they might actually surprise you a little bit because even though we are talking about body image and losing weight, I think so much of this battle is a mental battle. But don't worry, I'm going to share the very practical stuff too. So the first step, and this one was so important, was that I had to find my why when it came to accomplishing this goal. Basically, I had to want it more than I was scared of it. And my why had to be bigger than the pain of actually following through. Because guys, let's face it, losing weight sucks. Oh my goodness, it really sucks. It is annoying and uncomfortable to be hungry all the time. And one of the reasons that I had gained so much weight was because my eating habits were not good. What can I say? I really, really, really like beer and I really, really, really like Doritos. And not only that, my husband, who is the homemaker in our family, does not really love to cook dinner. So we had definitely gotten into the habit of eating out a lot. Plus, I travel pretty frequently and every time I was on a trip, it felt like a great excuse to eat whatever I wanted and to try amazing new restaurants. All in all, it was a problem because the eating habits I had fallen into brought a whole lot of pleasure and comfort and satisfaction. I saw beer and Doritos and going out for dinner as my reward for working hard all day. It was my pat on the back for a job well done. And I really didn't want to have to give that up. And what's more is I really, 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 really hate exercise. Like, so much. I can't even tell you how much I hate it. I know that there are lots of people out there who love to work out. They love to run and they love to sweat and do all these crazy things like spin class and Zumba and CrossFit and whatever. Well, let me just say that I am not one of those people. For me, exercise is like torture. It has always been torture. Ever since I was forced to play basketball as a kid, all the way into high school, I hated that. And I have always associated exercise with sports and basketball, and it just makes me cringe thinking about it. But let's be real here. If you want to lose weight, there are two things that you really need to do. This is the secret, guys. You need to eat fewer calories and you need to exercise more. And that is exactly why it was so important for me to start with my why. Because I knew that if I was really going to do this, it was going to absolutely suck in so many ways. And if it sucked that bad, I was going to have a really, 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 really hard time sticking with it. Unless I had a really, really compelling why to keep me going. And for me, and this definitely won't be the same for everyone, but for me, the why that stood out to me was realizing how much the weight gain was adversely affecting my business. I'm the face of my company. And so as the face of my company, it doesn't really work for my company if I'm hiding. And yet I was hiding. And so that was having a domino effect. The quality of my content had gone down because I wasn't being authentic. I was afraid to be seen, so I avoided video and social media, and I avoided interviews and television. And all of that was starting to have an impact on my bottom line. And I realized that I really wanted my business to succeed more than I was afraid of buckling down and doing the hard work of losing weight. I wanted to succeed more than I was scared of giving up beer and Doritos and of starting to work out. I had to find my why, but once I connected with that why, I was all in. Now, if you are listening to this right now, keep in mind that your why might not be related to your business per se, but it might be related to some other bigger goals that you have. It might be related to saving your marriage or your important relationships if you've been hiding from those, or it might be related to your career. But it is important to see that and to feel that and to recognize that why, to know that there is a much larger purpose at stake, an emotional connection that is so much bigger than just wanting to fit into a bikini. So find your why. That's step one. Step two is to map out a plan. And that was my next step in this journey. I needed to map out a plan for how I was actually going to lose this weight. Now, to make my plan, I used my goal-crushing worksheet that is found in the Living Well Planner, and that's also found as a PDF in the Living Well shop. I love this worksheet because it forces me to not only identify the steps I will need to take, but to first claim my target and refine my objective, and then to identify my why and also think about how I am going to handle obstacles and actually implement the plan. It's a great tool. So be sure to check out the show notes at doitscared.com/episode11 for the link. So back to mapping out the plan. Now, there are lots and lots and lots of great diet plans out there. Seriously, thousands of options. You can do keto or Atkins or South Beach or paleo or the Mediterranean diet or Weight Watchers or Jenny Craig or the Zero Belly diet or the Fat Flush diet or the GM diet or the Green Smoothie diet or whatever other diet you happen to stumble upon. And believe me, I have probably tried almost all of them. But when it comes right down to it, the key to losing weight is to eat fewer calories than you are burning. It's pretty simple, really, and all of these diets work if you stick with them because they are helping you eat fewer calories than you are burning. But my biggest problem, the thing that almost always gets me off track, is that all of these diets are so much work. They take a ton of time and energy to figure out and to think about and to shop for and to cook for. And I just don't have time to think about all that stuff because, again, I'm almost always focused on work. But this time around, I knew that if I was going to find something I could stick to, it was going to have to be completely easy and effortless. And so I started to do some research on diet meal delivery programs, and I settled on one that my trainer recommended called Bistro MD. I actually really liked Bistro MD because it was one of the only services that offers a pescatarian option, which you don't find very often, but I don't actually eat meat other than fish. And the meals are flash frozen, and then they're sent once a week, and the price ends up being around $8 per meal, which is actually really reasonable for the high quality of the food, especially when you're getting fish for every meal. So that was the first part of my plan, figuring out what I would eat. The next part of my plan was adding more exercise into my routine. And I knew that this was going to be a big challenge for me, given how much I hate exercise. But that is actually where step three comes into play, because for me, step three was to create accountability. And I had to do this in a number of ways. The first thing I did was sign up for a gym membership and then arranged to work with a trainer 3 days per week. And I didn't just make the appointments. I prepaid for the biggest package that they would let me pay for so that I knew I would be forced to follow through on it. And let me tell you, working with a trainer has been a really, really, really good source of accountability. Even when I really, really, really don't want to go to the gym, which let's face it, is pretty much every time, I know I have to show up because she is going to be there waiting for me and charging me if I'm not there. And I am such a creature of habit that even if I could manage to drag myself to the gym on my own, I would probably do the exact same workout every single time. But Vanessa mixes it up. She has never made me do the same workout twice. And I am constantly amazed by her ability to find new and exciting ways to torture me. And make no mistake, guys, it is torture. She pushes me so much harder than I would ever push myself. I've thrown up twice now after a workout. And there are so many days where I really don't like her very much. Even though I actually do really like her and we laugh a lot together, mostly at how totally uncoordinated I am. I'm very uncoordinated. But the thing is, for the first time in my life, I am actually starting to see the results. I've got definition in my legs and my abs that was never there before, ever, not ever. And the other day, I actually caught a glimpse of my arm in the mirror as I was doing my hair, and I realized, oh my goodness, I actually have some muscles. And that's not the only way I've put accountability to work. I've put it in other places too. So for instance, at the beginning of the year, my husband and I read this book by Patrick Lencioni, so who you may not have heard of. He's a business author, one of my favorite. But the book was called 3 Questions for a Frantic Family. And it basically modifies some of his principles for running a healthy business into some principles for running a healthy family. In the book, he advises families to identify what he calls a rallying cry, a big goal that you are all working towards together, and then to meet regularly to talk about that goal and to see how it's going. And so for the first few months of the year, our rallying cry for our family was for me to be in the best shape of my life. And while I know that seems like it was only a goal for me, it was actually a goal for the whole family because it made my kids and my husband realize, and me realize too, that there was so much that they could do to support me and so much that they would be able to do to get me off track. So they had to be on board too. So they did things like not tempt me with going out for dinner or eating bad food and not giving me a hard time when I had to go to the gym. And they even would bike behind me on Saturday mornings while I would run. And knowing that they were in it with me and having that accountability in place because we would meet and talk about it every single Saturday morning, but that made me so much more motivated. Everyone needs accountability because without it, it's easy to make excuses or to get off track or to rationalize bad decisions. We lose perspective when we try to do it on our own, but having someone give us that objectivity really helps. So that was step 3, create accountability. And that brings me to the final step, step 4, which is our shortest step, but might be the most important step of all. And that is to take action daily. You have to choose every single day that you are going to be in it to win it. For me, that choice starts with stepping on the scale to weigh myself because I know that when I start by measuring where I'm at that very day, I am a lot less likely to rationalize bad decisions later in the day, and I am a lot more likely to make a much bigger effort. And then it's making the choice to plan my day every single morning and to recommit to that big goal. It's making the choice to go to the gym or to go for a run. I have to choose it. And then it's the choice to keep track of my food in the Lose It app and to follow my Bistro MD meal plan and to get more steps in every day. It was also the choice to keep going and to keep making those good decisions even after I developed a stress fracture in my ankle while I was training for my 10K. Oh, and that was devastating, guys. It was devastating. And any other time in my life, that stress fracture would have been all the excuse I needed. It would have been so easy to quit, but I didn't quit. I kept going to the gym, kept working out, kept doing the things that I could do because I was so committed to this goal and I had to keep recommitting every single day. There are so many daily decisions that have to happen when you're working on losing weight, but the key is to take that action every single day. Do something, do anything, however small, to get you closer to the finish line. And that's step four, take action daily. This is what I know. Losing weight is hard. It's brutal. It sucks. But I also know that when I feel good about how I look on the outside, I feel good on the inside. I stop wanting to hide and I start daring to put myself out there and to do other things that are hard. And that gives me the confidence to do even more. And so this year, as I was turning 40, I made the goal to be in the best shape of my life. And I've taken four key steps that have made all the difference in this journey. First, I identified my why and made sure that my why was bigger than my fear and bigger than the pain. Next, I mapped out a solid plan using my goal-crushing framework so I knew exactly how I was going to make this goal a reality. That included fail-proof meals through BistroMD, getting more steps in, and training for a 10K. And third, I created accountability. I hired a trainer and got my family on board to help keep me on track. And finally, I took action daily. Every single day, I have to re-decide to follow through. And you know what? I'm still making that choice. And not every day is perfect. I've had weeks, even a whole month, that I went off track. But I can tell you that I do feel better and look better than I have felt and looked in years. And the difference in the way I feel about myself and the increased confidence is so worth all the pain, even if I do miss Doritos. Okay, so don't forget that if you would like the worksheet that goes along with this podcast that will walk you through the four steps, and you'd like the show notes, you can get those all at doitscared.com/episode11. This is a really heavy episode with resources, so we'll have all of that on the show notes. You can get at doitscared.com/episode11. Then before we go, I just want to say that I would love to hear from you, especially about this topic. If you've been on your own weight loss journey and if you have tips to share, I would love to hear that. I would also love to hear any questions that you have about anything I shared today or any topics that you would like to see addressed in the future here on the Do It Scared podcast. Please feel free to reach out via email. You can just go to doitscared.com and fill out the form. And that about does it for this episode of the Do It Scared with Ruth Zuka podcast. Thank you again so much for joining me today. If you liked what you heard, be sure to leave a review on iTunes or Google Play or wherever you listen and take a screenshot of that. Then go to doitscared.com and submit your screenshot for a chance to win awesome Do It Scared merchandise. All right. And speaking of upcoming episodes, be sure to join me next week as we talk with entrepreneur Abby Walker, the CEO of Vivian Liu, about how she basically Googled her way to success, even when most of the time she had no idea what she was doing. I absolutely love Abby's story. Absolutely adore her. She's amazing. And all of the golden nuggets of wisdom that she has to share are just so, so good. And I know you're going to love her too. So be sure to join me then. And I will catch you then.